Hey, guys.
Oh, big gulps, huh?
All right. Well, see you later.
And hey, welcome back to the Comedy Food Sports Podcast. We have a very special guest on the line.
Let me introduce literally my favorite comedian alive right now, Bill Burr. How are you, Bill?
Hey, what's going on?
The one and only Rich Eisen.
Sports is a lot safer than Christian Mingle.
Well, I wouldn't know about that. I'm a Jew.
Without further ado, the one and only best-selling author, popular radio show host, Jim Norton.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. What a rookie I am. You're listening, I just interrupt.
You know, from The Man Show and Loveline, the godfather of podcasts himself, Adam Carolla.
Thanks for having me.
Very, very special guest. Used to be from Opie and Anthony, now from the Anthony Cumia Show. Anthony Cumia.
Look at that. What an intro. Jesus.
Smooth as silk.
Like, I thought I'd be on hold for the next segment while you talk to this wonderful person.
I was checking the specs on the end line for the rotary girder. I'm retarded.
And we're back. Comic Food Sports Podcast, episode 95.
Wow.
Greg Lloyd, come on.
He's the best.
He was the best for like a year and a half. He was untouchable.
Yeah, he had. Okay. Here's my question. How did Kevin Green get in if he doesn't get in?
Oh, I totally agree.
But yeah, pretty much the same player.
Kevin Green played for like a week for the Niners, you know. So yeah. Anybody that plays for the Niners automatically gets in. So we are back. Thanks for bearing with us last week. Kind of testing things out here, working on things.
It was a good show.
It was actually, when I listened to it, I was actually like, oh, we're pretty good. I kind of do that a lot, but this one especially, I was kind of like, oh, we actually weren't, like, I expected just to hear a lot of, so.
Well, there was a bit of that. I mean, we can put the unedited copy up if you'd like.
Right, right. It's like 4 hours long. So, yes, we're back. This is going to be kind of another, I don't want to call it a practice run, because we're going to put the episode up and everything, obviously, because you are listening to it right now. I just got a text from freaking Adam. Tell him to calm down. We're only 9 minutes behind.
He's got to get used to that.
For lack of a better term, this is kind of another practice run before we start recording for the SB Nation station. SB Nation station, right?
Who's sure. With me?
So welcome to episode 95. We had Rory Scovel on last week, and his stand-up act at Punchline was unbelievable. And I'm really excited to see him. He's recording that basically that same exact thing as a special. I'm super duper excited. Super funny guy. Punchline super corporate. Go to Helium. Sorry. It's such a like, hey, we're kind of rock and roll, but everything's like crazy clean.
It just opened last week.
First off, it opened in June. It's owned by Live. Let's just call it what it is.
All right,
it's
sure.
You're an angry anti corporate man.
It's right across the street from one of those like $1,000 an hour bowling places. You know, so that explains what it's all about. Anyway, I mean, Rittenhouse is whatever where Helium is. So I'll just poo on everything. Laugh House. I mean, that's where it's at. Second and South Street. You know. Come on, where Kevin Hart got to start. Anyway. Yeah, he's from Philly, believe it or not.
Well, I know that.
I
saw him.
He is of color, and he was a comedian back then. So it's kind of automatic that they have to. Yeah. That's where he starts.
True.
That was back when there's a racial divide amongst the country. But now we are just clean and together. Everybody's
fine.
There are no issues whatsoever.
Huh?
All lives matter. Okay, so we're back. We might have lost a few people right there. Sorry, Ted Alexandro fans. So this week we have Shane Gillis calling in at some point.
Ooh.
And then Adam, is it Adam Christ? Is that his last
name?
Yes,
I'm not going
to mix it up with another Adam, I know.
Yep.
He is calling in to talk about some regional MMA, I'm guessing.
Sure, why not?
Of cage fighting, street fighting. Maybe there's a fight club and an underground Burger King out in, South Jersey. There's something out there, and he knows way more about it than I ever would. So.
Remember when bum fights were a thing? Like, everybody was watching bum fights?
There was, like, a late-night show in Rochester. It actually got really popular, but it was on like one of those kind of public access channels, for lack of a better term, but it wasn't like the PBS one.
Okay.
And they would, for whatever reason, like after midnight, they could show whatever they wanted. Like they showed nudity. They would go to strip clubs. They were just like two guys that were going around Rochester kind of just drink. You know, it was almost like Insomniac with Dave Attell type thing, except it wasn't like anywhere near as well filmed. yeah, they had like full blown bum fights and arguably started that whole trend, like when it got really popular. Huh. Because that show got hugely popular. Like it started spreading out, even though it was based out of Rochester. It was a very random thing, though. So the seven people from Rochester listen. A little shout out to Channel 26. After
I like to start bum fights by like pigeons and throw bread on in front of them and just let it happen. Yeah. It happens organically. It's beautiful.
I was working on a joke about not getting too close to a bum when you know he smells like shit and there's like a ring. And if you get too close, it's just permanently on your clothes the rest of the day. It's a work in progress, you know? And I swore. So, there goes our AM station. We're gone. So we got a lot to talk about. Lots of stuff. So Shelton's got a... Okay, we're going to go through the list first. So Shelton, don't jump in with your dumb theory.
That's first on the list.
Yeah. I mean, it was the first thing I thought of. So. Sheldon has an awful theory. It's probably more awful than the Sandy Hook theory. So people be racist. Donald Trump Jr.'s Skittle metaphor. Uh-huh. There's a recap. You remember everybody last week? They was like, oh, Jags and Bucks, man. They're pretty legit. We'll see what happened last week.
Yeah.
The Emmys. I just want to talk about Transparent getting all the comedy awards that it totally deserves because it's totally a comedy. Huh? I'm joking. Sarcasm. Sure. My favorite metaphor. We'll kind of when we talk about Donald Trump Jr., I'll jump in on that one. And then we also have Adam, Chris, and Shane, like I said, and we have a couple other random topics that we just popped up, including Chris Carter being upset about Come On Man, current state of it. What was the other thing?
I thought that died with Ditka.
No, it was a Chris Carter thing.
It's Chris Carter's. Yeah, he's the Southern one. So
no,
yeah.
Ditka was terrible. Dude. Come on, man.
Come on, man.
He totally didn't get the concept of it.
Yeah. Listen. Yeah, it's all pussy comes across the bar. He's some Obama supporter. Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
I love how he got fired for shitting on Obama, by the way. That's such, like, such a we're scared of anybody like reacting poorly to that type move.
Oh, wow.
Like, everybody that likes Ditka already agreed with him. Like, on that. Right. Unless you like quasi like him, like he's a clown type like him. But like anybody that actually likes him was like, oh yeah, totally, high five, Ditka. But ESPN goes into panic mode and they're like, you know, we got to get rid of him. Yeah. Anyway, yeah. So we'll just talk about that one first. Chris Carter, he's upset because, so I don't know if you're aware of this, Jay, but Chris Carter's no longer part of that group.
Oh no.
Obviously, Mike Ditka is no longer part of that group, but that's mostly because he's a bigot. You know, we just like
he's on some channel though.
Bigot train, and we're gonna like he bashes the president, so he's, you know, we're gonna skip go and just, you know, put him right in the bigot jail. And Chris Carter was gone and they added Randy Moss and Charles Woodson, which is awesome, by the way. But they did Come On Man, apparently. Right. I haven't even seen it, but it was that was like Chris Carter's thing. Apparently he's really pissed about it. Yeah, I mean, love that, like, it's like a grown man who's got like some power, so to speak. It's like he literally tweeted hashtag Come On Man sucks.
Like he thought it was like his intellectual property. He thought it was like the top 10 list. Oh, that's crazy.
I tried to trademark it on his way out, and the ESPN kind of like somehow had ownership over it and everything.
Yeah, of course.
He said it on their show.
Right, of course. Yeah, yeah. It's that whole IP. Yep. Yeah. Not to get tech talk on you.
That is. I was waiting for that.
Yeah, you're like, who's going to drop some IP stuff? Yeah.
Somebody needs to tell
me what IP is. Yes,
I know Ip Man is, by the way. We can talk with Adam about that.
Okay.
Cool. We're gonna have to.
Sounds like fun. Oh, yeah. He's going to have to dial in at some point, huh? Michelle, why don't you open up with your awful theory, and then we will. I'm not even saying it's awful yet.
First of all, my theory is.
They call him Mike Ditka a bigot because he doesn't like Obama. Let's start that over. Sheldon, tell us about your theory.
My theory is 100%. Gonna happen, by the way, and it hurts me inside because it's gonna happen.
Is that a scientific word term, by the way?
Sure, we'll go with that. Yeah.
I like it.
Definitely. No, the Dallas Cowboys, I think, are gonna win the Super Bowl next year.
Okay.
Only for the simple fact that they went the whole Seattle route. The only way they won't is if they really try to bring Romo back, because they literally have a quarterback now who's worth, like, what, $300,000?
Mm-hmm.
They have a top-flight receiver. They have a first-round back. They have a hell of a line.
Well-spoken quarterback, too, might add.
Yeah, he's well-spoken. He's mixed, so it doesn't count.
Oh, so, I mean, yeah. He's well-spoken. Let's not get crazy.
Unless one gets out of line.
Jameis Winston can't even spell his first name.
Yeah, well.
See, it's J-A-M-I-E-S. You know, it's not that easy to spell. Was my point there. It's like Jamie's.
It's so just being difficult at that point if you're a parent. Yeah.
I know. Like, yeah. Well, it was like Marshawn was like, okay, that's the right way to spell Sean, in my opinion. And you have Mar in front of it. And DeSean Jackson comes out and he spells it D-Scene, you know, like nobody likes that way of spelling Sean. Anyway. Is that the theory? They basically drafted a 5'11" half black quarterback in the third round.
Well, yeah, and they
suck.
Yeah, but they have like he's like 6'5" though. That's
a really? Oh, okay.
Heard of yeah. Dude. Yeah, like he's a pretty big dude. But he's
somebody give him like the express that Dez Bryant's good. Just make sure somebody passes him that message.
Once they get what's his name back, Rolando McClain, after he stops doing drugs and all the fun stuff that he does, they actually I think they'll win the Super Bowl. Like they just need a safety, and then the worst thing about it is that Jerry Jones will win. And all those stupid Cowboys fans who love him will be like, oh, yeah, Jerry Jones, the greatest ever. And then, you know.
He had a plan all this time.
Have sex with their sister right afterwards, of course. But, yeah, I mean, it's
well, that, yeah, it's win or lose. That's sister. No, it's just a matter of whether you get other relatives involved or not.
Did they ever get Cowboys.com?
I don't know. It's a good question.
Not to go way back, but that was like our first episode. We talked about that.
Yeah. I don't want to try that one, though.
It was like Dicks.com and Dick's Sporting Goods.
Dicks.org.
Let's see. Cowboys.com. It's loading slowly. Oh, yeah. It's just like somebody's just sitting on it. It's not even a freaking site. Somebody's just being a douche. They're like, pay me $1 million. Maybe I'll give it to you.
$1 million.
So Shane and Adam are both texting about calling in.
Adam just called me a second ago. I can't stop. Won't stop.
I keep. I feel like we're like a radio station. Phone lines are jammed.
Blow it up.
I know you're both screening calls. It's great.
Caller number 10.
All right.
Today is Wacky Wednesday. See, we record Tuesday, so it's Wacky Wednesday technically. Today's Wacky Wednesday.
Can we get a sound effect?
Whip 'em out Wednesday.
One of those.
Yeah.
Like the tie that spins around.
You gotta have the boner noise a lot. That's a key part of Morning Zoo. All right.
Hey, we're coming up on like 15 minutes. Do you want to take a break?
Yeah, we're gonna take a break. Yeah, I know Jay is an old radio soul. Doesn't like to hear such disparaging remarks.
He's gonna keep us in line on this.
The radio. I know. Yeah. I got to get a sound machine together. You're
just
totally
right. Just got back into the room. Hey, we should take a break. I think we're
talking about this has been great, but
I heard something about the Raiders at some point, so I'll just stop recording. So we come back. We're gonna have Adam Christ from Sheldon. Where's he from now?
I will have to check with him, actually, because I think he's with Comcast still.
Nice.
I forget the name of their show. So we'll have to cut that out, too, and we'll just say it when he comes back.
Yeah. Check him out at Comcast.com. Yeah. All right. So we will figure out how we're going to record him, and then we'll do Shane soon after, and JC and SM out. Welcome back to the Comedy Food Sports Podcast, episode 95. We have a really cool what?
I said, 95. I mean,
oh, okay.
Considering we've been doing this on and off, you know.
My hope is that we get Tommy Davidson for Michael Mark, or who's the other guy that was horrible for me, who I love too.
You said Tim Meadows, and he's great. Meadows,
yeah. Yes, he was such a silk. It wasn't even his fault. He was just kind of like, you could tell he just is not. He hasn't done stand up for a while, so he wasn't used to these type of things. Or,
because you haven't paid, you never once paid the drugs, not ever.
You'll hate this thing. So anyway, yeah, we have a really cool guest. He's been on the podcast before, and just an MMA guru who knows way more than me or Jay, and probably more than Sheldon too, but definitely
way more than me.
I won't even speak for Jay. More than me, for sure. So Adam Crist is on the line. Adam, what's going on, man?
Not too much, man. I appreciate you guys having me on again. It's always a pleasure.
Awesome. So obviously, we want to talk about any fights that are coming up, and then I'll probably just put myself on mute for and let you and Sheldon go. are there any big or even not even big, but you know, like awesome regional cards coming up?
Regional cards, absolutely. My man Will Martinez out of Martinez BJJ, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. The dude is a Bellator veteran. He's fought for a ton of major promotions, and he is coming back after 2 years layoff, fighting for World Cage Fighting Championships against Jordan Morales on October 21st. And the funny thing is I commentate for WCC, World Cage Fighting Championships, and I'm getting married on October 15th. I'm going on my honeymoon. So as I normally would commentate this fight, and I would love to commentate Will coming back in the game, I wouldn't change anything for the world. I'm marrying the love of my life. But this fight is it has stars all over it, man. I'm looking forward to seeing Will come back. I'm going to make a point on my honeymoon to make sure I tune into this fight. Jordan Morales, no joke either, 6-2. This is probably the biggest, I'm talking about regional fight, that I can think of coming up at the moment.
I have to let you know, by the way, your fiance probably won't listen to us, so you don't have to embellish the whole story.
Hey, nobody's buying it.
Sheldon, we live together, brother. She's in the next room.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. That's why.
I'm talking about pandering.
But, yeah, that's a huge fight coming up. A ton of others. You know, Martinez BJJ, they have a ton of other guys that are fighting on that card. Nick Never Die Mimoso. That kid, when I say never die, I've done reports on him before, not even kidding. He's literally almost died, 2 motorcycle accidents, lost tons of blood. You can listen to the stories if you want to from MyMMAnews.com. By the way, I work for them. Ooh. And he's on the card. Yeah, WCC 18, it's shaping up to be a hell of a card. Unfortunately, like I said, I'm going to have to miss it, but it's going to be a big card. There's a lot of other cards coming up, too. I mean, CFFC at the Borgata. That's going to be a huge card, too. My man Basil Hafez is fighting on that card. And there's a lot of good regional action coming up right now.
Thanks.
Awesome. Do me a favor, because I was half listening because I'm an asshole. And if it's not like directly about me, I flake out. What were those two fights and like when, where type thing?
Oh, yeah. Jesus Martinez. I'm not Jesus. I'm sorry. That's his brother. Will Martinez and Jordan Morales, WCC 18, and that is going to be October 21st at the 2300 Arena in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
That sounds like a place I would never go unless I was watching it.
No, the 2300 Arena hosts a lot of great fights. I mean it's a great venue for you know, a lot of fights, especially in Philadelphia, coming up in the regional scene. I enjoy the 2300 Arena.
That's awesome. Oh, you can defend yourself, so that's why.
Patrick goes to Northern Liberties and gets
Well,
scared.
No, see, that's my angle. I get to be friends with all these fighters, so I don't have to defend myself. I'm like, hey, help me! You know what I mean?
Oh, that's a good angle, go. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's that armbar thing you talk about? Why don't you do one of those?
Exactly.
So what else is going on with you? Tell me about your what you're doing with the MMA world right now.
I commentate for Global Proven Ground, based out of New Jersey. Excellent fighters. Desmond M.A. Moore, the 115-pound champion. Dude, this kid, 5 foot even, 115 pounds, and when he strikes, I'm not kidding you, Shelton, you're a bigger guy just like I am. and I would be terrified to be hit by this kid. So, Global Proving Ground has a lot of good fighters coming on. I commentate for them alongside with my my good buddy Jack Ngalka. I commentate for, like I said, World Cage Fighting Championship, again, with Will Martinez making his two-year layoff coming back. And also X-Fights with my buddy Zach Maslany, who is a brown belt in 10th Planet Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, or I'm sorry, 10th Planet Jiu-Jitsu, not to be mistaken, I'm sorry, 10th Planet Jiu-Jitsu, Zach Maslany. Dude, this kid, the first time I ever got to commentate with him, I was like, hey, nice to meet you, it's awesome, this, that, and the other. And then we got in the commentating booth together, and he was just an encyclopedia of knowledge on the mat. I was looking at him like, what the hell? And yeah. So, yeah. Answer your question, Global Proving Ground, which is my home. They were the first ones to take me in, which I love. And, that's my home for what it's worth. As far as X Fights as well and World Cage Fighting Championships, I love them and I take them very dearly. I love commentating for all companies, as well as being the one of the, I guess, head interviewers or lead interviewers for MyMMAnews.com, the best go-to source for mixed martial arts news. Note it, take it, write it down. I'm telling you, we have the best.
What's that URL again?
MyMMAnews.com. We're the best.
Dude, how'd you guys get that one? Impressive.
That is pretty impressive.
I'm surprised nobody's spotting
on it. It's funny. When Shelton and I were going to fights back in the day for XFE, and even Jay was there with us.
Sure was.
Yeah.
I like the and, you and Jay.
Jay
was there with his bass guitar and whatnot.
Yeah, Jay was there. We were all there, and so it was for XFE, and I noticed my buddy Eric Wall, well, now my buddy Eric Wall, and he apparently owns, operates the site. He sponsors UFC fighters, and once I started working for MMA-Insider, and then I stopped working for them because they went on to other things and don't operate anymore, and then I got affiliated with Eric and My MMA News, and we went to New York for a fan expo, had a great time. They sponsor Eric, mindly your sponsors, UFC fighters. I mean, like I said, all of your MMA needs, go to it. My MMA News is it.
Can I ask you something, Adam? Because I don't know a lot about football, and my thing, you could pick up little buzzwords though, like whenever anybody's talking about anybody, I say, oh, he's just a system quarterback, and it sounds like I know what I'm talking about. Like if I could know one thing to say if someone else is having an MMA conversation that would make me sound smart, what would it be? Like something technical or something with like a term that's makes it sound like I know what I'm talking about?
Shelton knows just as well as I do. It's pretty hard sound knowledgeable when you're not really knowledgeable, especially in this game.
Yeah, I mean, because there's so many different variations
in any game, really. Yeah.
So even like, so, okay, James, well, it's all James. About the ground game, like something like that. So
you can pull that out, but if the guy's a striker, then they're gonna be like, wait, right. What?
I've got a 50-50 chance,
like,
right?
I would just be like, as soon as he got him out of the mat, obviously it was over, and then I just walk away from the conversation.
Just drop the mic and walk away. They'd be like, wait, what? He punched him in the face.
Make up some move he did too.
If you want to keep it basic, like, all right, if the fight's standing, like, just be like, oh man, the striking's looking good right now. Hit beautiful combinations, this, that, and the other.
Yeah.
You can BS on that part.
Yeah.
Don't say that if the fight's on the ground. If it's on the ground, then be like, oh man, solid transitions if they're moving. I mean, I'm just trying to tell you how to BS.
Solid transitions. That's what I'm saying.
I like that.
Solid transitions can only get you so far if you don't know what you're talking about. Shelton exactly knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I think solid transitions isn't too much. I think you need to if they're on the ground, you just say, man, they need to stand back up. Like that's probably your go-to right there. Like, man, they need to stand up.
The key is to walk away after you make your comment. Be like, solid transition, then just leave.
Show your solid transition.
I always like to do the he's got him right where he wants him.
You're not even specifying which one is he.
You want to hear an embarrassing story? And it happened recently at a show. I didn't have the time clock on the prompter, and at the end of the round, I and it's one of my buddies who fought on this card. I'm not going to go ahead and name names just because I don't want to, you know, say anything. But I didn't have the time on the prompter, and one of my buddies was fighting, and he was caught in a actually two of my buddies were fighting, and one of them was caught in a guillotine, and it was at the last couple seconds of the round, and the bell rung, but I was in a spot to where I couldn't hear the bell. So I see the referee come in, and I'm thinking the referee's stopping it. So I'm commentating, saying the fight's over. He got stopped by guillotine. And in reality, that wasn't exactly what happened at all. The round ended, and because I didn't hear the bell, I'm the jerk, and I'm the asshole because, you know, I'm saying something that didn't happen. It took a ton of apologies, and that's probably one of my most embarrassing moments to date, but it happened, and
I was gonna call you out for it.
if you're a real man though, you should have it should have been stopped, you bitch, and then just left.
No, because it was a hell of a scrap, man. It was a hell of Shelton, I'll send you the private link. I'll send you the
how was the transition?
Those guys on the floor are really transitioning.
James got it now.
You got to get them back up. They got to be standing up. It's just not gonna. The fight's not gonna work out this way.
They're not gonna finish transitioning if they don't stand back up. I don't know which bathroom are they wrestling in.
But yeah, I mean, he wasn't caught too tight. I mean, it wasn't anything like that. It's just I didn't hear the bell. I didn't see what was going on. I mean, all I saw was just the referee come in. It was the end of the round, and then, like I said, the buddy who I'm talking about reversed it completely and dominated the show after that. But he did let me know the next day when he heard the commentating. He was like, bro, what the fuck?
So what I'm hearing in translation is the ring girl in round two was hot as shit and you just completely lost your train of thought.
All right, I'm going to address that in two-piece. A, correct, she was. Two, that wasn't what got my distraction.
Irrelevant.
Irrelevant. Right. Strike that from the record.
Erroneous, Shelton, erroneous.
I'm just saying, man.
Hearsay.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So when you say you're commentating, are you doing like, you know, what the rest of the country would say Joe Rogan's doing? Is it like that type of thing? You're the color commentary guy?
When I commentate, I'm the, I'll just go ahead and like for the shorter version, I'm the host. So like the Mike Goldberg of it, like I'm the one that brings you in and out of the show, comes in and out of the commercial.
Of course I talk about
the fights, but I mean, my color commentators, Jackson Galka, pro MMA fighter, one of the best color commentators I've ever worked with in my entire life, probably the best. When I worked with X Fights, Zach Maslany, master, great to work with. With WCC, I worked with Eric Kowal and also Lex Ludlow, also great people to work with. Like I said, Jackson with GPG, not going to discredit that. Just, you know, Jackson, he's amazing. He's the first person I ever worked with. And he literally made me better and made me more confident on the mic. So I'll take Jackson to the grave forever. He's, you know, one of my favorite commentating partners ever. But to answer your question, no, I'm the host. I take you in out of commercial, like the one that's like, the fight stops by this, blah, 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 blah. I'm the one that yells this, that, and the other. And then, for example, if I'm talking to Jackson, can you take us through this stoppage? And I throw it over to him for him, to talk about the fight because he's the pro fighter.
Tony Saragusa and Bob Costas, I would say.
Right. So yeah, my job is just to be the host.
A lot thinner than Tony Saragusa.
How did you guess two of my pallbearers? Those are explicit directions.
Jeopardy question right there.
Goose is the whole backside. I've just got one in the front corner.
Two guys I don't want to be in a three-way with, Bob.
Yeah, it was like that was a Carmack or whatever. That was a Johnny Carson reference for all you people.
Oh, that was great, yeah.
So, Adam, what do you have to plug? We're probably going to wrap things up for now, but A, we're going to have you on all the time. We're typing in the middle of your conversations, talking about how awesome it is to have you dialing in. So we're going to have you on much more. But you got anything to plug, like short-term, long-term type stuff, websites, et cetera?
Honeymoon.
Yeah.
First and foremost,
boom. You know the place. Zing. We need to the soundboard.
Hey, Shelton, you know my future wife, all right? Don't get me to get her to kick your ass, all right?
Oh, wow.
You really gotta watch the transfer with her.
But MiamiNews.com. Like I said, the go-to site. We're the best. It's simple as that. Regional, as far as like we're, you know, where we're at, and also UFC. I mean, we talk to a ton of people all the time. UFC, Bellator, World Series of Fighting. Like I said, the best as far as it is. Global Proven Ground. Global Proven Ground. James Jefferson, my commentating partner, Jackson Galka. I mean, like I said, you know, that was my home first and foremost. Mike Bickings, who got me affiliated with X Fights and World Cage Fighting Championships. Ton of fighters I can name for days, but the one I'm talking about right now, look forward to Will Martinez coming back on October 21st. Do not miss that fight. I swear on anything you don't want to.
2300 Club?
2300 Arena, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Awesome. Well, we will put up.
I'll also try to learn some more of the local stuff so we can have Adam on more often and discuss some of the local fighters and have other interviews. Otherwise,
just me and Jay making hacky jokes.
You got to put me to work.
Yeah, put Sean to work. Let's get it.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Otherwise, we wanted to be – he's going to be our news guy when we first started. I don't know if that's
we had plans for everything. Yeah, sure.
All I report on is black dudes being shot.
Get Adam Curl on your fifth episode and just all downhill.
That's a friend ender.
It is.
That thing wasn't bad. I maintain that was a good one.
It was solid, but you could only do like 60 of them, and that's stretching it, you know?
I had 170, by the way. I had like a ton of them.
You guys go ape shit.
There it is. Cut that sound bite. We're going to have to be part of an intro. All right. Hey, Adam, thanks so much for calling in, man. We're definitely going to have you on every week, basically, if you want to call in. So this is a lot of fun.
Absolutely. It's awesome, man. I really appreciate it.
Appreciate it, man. We'll send you an email when it's out. We'll put up the website and all that good stuff on our website. Thanks
awesome,
a lot, man.
I'll talk to you guys soon.
To his evil plans, they carted him away in a big blue van. He'll be gone for 20 years, yet he put him away. His lonely wife is crying on Saturday. Closed his door, he walks to a corner. A little while, it'll all be over. Hey, yo, I'm gonna die today. Get out my gun, put in a bullet, and the clicker goes pow. And the clicker goes bang, bang, bang. And the clicker goes.
Hey, Shane.
I thought we were just going to ignore him and make him think something was wrong.
What's up, guys?
What's going on, man?
Showing, man. I'm in a bar in South Carolina right now. Get fucked up in a parking lot with some
dudes. Not one bit of that.
Some straight dudes.
Not one bit of that. Sounds like a lie.
No, it's totally true.
I showed Steve Spurrier there just telling old stories.
A bunch of fucking straight dudes. Oh, shit. Can we swear on this?
Yeah.
Yeah. Define swear.
It's us.
Yeah, you're good.
All right.
You're good for now.
Bunch of straight dudes having straight fun. Oh, man. So how are you guys?
Oh, you know, living the dream. Where nobody's in the same room right now. So what's you on a tour or something?
It's just a 2 week. I hate to say tour because
it's more of a joint.
But it's like a 2 week stretch down here. It's like South. Listen to these meccas of comedy. I'm in Lexington, South Carolina, Augusta, Georgia, Columbus, Georgia, Cottonwood, Alabama, Fort Walton Beach, Florida, Atlanta, and then Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Gross, dude. You might come back.
Yeah, it's great.
You might come back and be like, you know what? Maybe I'll move back to Harrisburg.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's really interesting to see what they get defensive about.
Oh, yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah, absolutely.
They
yeah.
fucking do not like getting called a hit. That's real, and you can't talk race.
No, not that near. Yeah.
I mean, you can, technically, but it's just not going to go in the direction you want it to go. Like this sick guy in Oklahoma, Terrence Crutchers or whatever his name is. They're like, yeah, he had it coming. We're like, what? Nobody said
that.
Got
to listen to that lady, cop.
She has the authority.
Oh, my God. You know what? And see, that's the thing. That's like, we all, and they take that like really, they're like really embarrassed, man. It's funny to see that. But they're like genuinely like, we're not all fucking like Confederate flag idiots.
Well, that's the problem is that some of them feel that way, but the ones they put on ABC News are like, listen, I was fucking my sister and she saw it. And when she saw it, she said the black guy was all over that lady cop.
Yep.
So and that's all they want. That's what they put out. So it is what it is.
Yeah, it's really interesting. I never even thought of it. Like, I mean, I never really do shows in the South.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yep.
Other than like Atlanta or like Myrtle Beach, I've done before. But that's all fucking transplants. Like,
dude,
down
my family's from Anniston, Alabama. So it's that Cottonwood place you say is
cool.
Probably similar to that. Yeah.
Like, I can't wait for fucking Cottonwood, dude.
Yeah. God, it's gonna be amazing.
Yeah.
I would talk a lot of shit about Nick Saban. Like, that would be the first person.
Yeah.
I'd go
after.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you're paying all those guys, right? There's a reason the whole team drives a fucking Dodge Charger.
Yeah, exactly.
I like how they don't go too big.
Can't afford that.
Like, I like how they're like,
they don't go big at all. They just go, they go as basic as possible. Well, no, for them, that's a step up from a fucking AC truck.
Yeah, I mean, it's no Dodge Stratus, but you know,
they will fucking
Chrysler
post
Sebring.
They will literally post Instagram pictures with stacks of cash in front of a fucking maroon Dodge Charger with 25-inch rims and be like, it's good to be in the Crimson Tide.
Yeah, yeah, yep.
And it's like, yeah, well.
Graduating soon. And they're like,
and sorry. I'm sitting around like, man, I wonder why Notre Dame can't compete. We got all these fucking white guys, slow as shit. They get good grades, boys. That's all they
want. What is here for the education,
man? Have
to
take calculus to graduate Notre Dame.
Oh.
I came here for the education. Those guys are fast as shit.
I'm so sick of fucking being, I didn't even fucking go to Notre Dame, and I brag about Notre Dame's education when I'm talking college football. Well, it's a good school. Sorry.
Clearly we're not on the same payroll as Alabama, you know?
I wish we were.
So I got to hear it again because we actually deleted the episode just for like space reasons. Do you remember the story of the Sheldon already knows where I'm going with this, but this is the ticket scalper. I don't know why it's like one of my favorite stories.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's going to be tough.
Jay wasn't around for it.
Without sounding too fucking racist. But no, I was in, I went to Notre Dame, Texas last year at Notre Dame. So like the tickets were like on StubHub and shit, it was like $550. It was Notre Dame versus Texas in South Bend, which like that's huge. And so I always, whenever I go out to Notre Dame, I scalp tickets. And so I just got on Craigslist. I was like, hey, whatever, fucking searching for shit. This guy had tickets for like $250, and I was like, fuck yeah,
all right,
I'm gonna get those. Yeah. So I go down with a group of people, and we're going to Miami this year. That'll be good. We rent a house. It's fun. Everybody, you know, but I met this guy. I was like, all right. So he texted me, and I was like, all right, let's meet at, he was like, what's your address? So I was like, all right, this is definitely legit. If he comes into my house with like, there's 10 of us here, there's no way he's going to fucking rip me off. So he says he's coming to my house, and he's like, hey, the GPS is messing up. And it was. That's the thing that worked for him. The GPS really was messing up getting to his house. He was like, could you meet me in this parking lot? I was like, yeah, sure. So I go there. It's just this fucking black dude. And immediately I was like, all right, there is not one black Notre Dame fan.
Like, this guy is full of shit.
No, he would do
he was wearing brand new Notre Dame gear. Like, he bought it that day. Like, you could see the creases in the shirt. Like, I was like, all right, this guy just bought this shit.
He also had a Texas jersey in his car.
Oh, he was fucking, he was so
Tony Rice
shitty.
Jersey.
So was it a Rocket Ishmael jersey?
Yeah.
Was that accurate? Did I get a reference
was,
right? Okay,
if
good.
If he had a Rocket jersey, that would have upped his cred. That would have been like, all right. That makes sense. But no, he was in some tacky ass fucking t-shirt. And actually, you know what's funny? I saw it that day at the bookstore. It was the cheapest t-shirt you could buy. The one he had was $7. I remember seeing it. It was like an Ed Hardy style Notre Dame t-shirt.
Flames.
But so I gave him half the money, and I was like, "Hey, can I see your cell phone?" Because I knew and then once he handed me the tickets, I was like, "Oh fuck, these are probably fake." And in hindsight, they were 100% fake. It was like paper. It was like fucking crayon. It was
you just printed that.
You just
on,
wrote in
pen. Notre Dame spelled N-O-T-A-R.
Yeah. So. I knew I was in trouble, but you don't want to fuck with someone like this. So I was like, hey, can I see that phone that you called me from? Because I knew if it was a smartphone, I would at least have his number, and I knew it was him. And he was like, yeah, I left it in my car. And I was like, all right. So we start following him to his car, and it's in a parking lot. He fucking ducked and laid down behind a car. And then we were like, where the fuck did he go? He started jogging around, like, seriously, like, amazed. Like, we were chasing him through cars. Then he hopped in this PT Cruiser and drove off.
Oh, of course it was a PT Cruiser.
And then he had the audacity to call me later and be like, you owe me $200. I was like, what the hell? So then the cops pull up. Because I call the cops because I guess, I'm white. And
they'll come talk to you. Yeah,
I was like, oh god, I just got ripped off.
Officers, it was terrible.
Well, I never.
So this is the line though that makes this story. This is the funniest part. So I just, the cops pull up, and then the first fucking question, the guy was just like, so did you just buy tickets from a black guy? And I was like, yeah. And he just fucking like radioed in. He was like, yeah, they're fucking idiots.
They got what they deserved.
And then I get on campus. I'm on campus, and the next day it was nice. On Saturday, game day, you can just walk up to the stadium and buy them face value like every time. So I got them off this guy. We were talking about the story, and I was like, yeah, some guy fucking ripped me off. And he was like, wait, he wasn't black, was he? I was like, yeah. He was like, you fucking idiot. He was like, never buy fake tickets from a black guy at a Notre Dame game.
No. You and I wouldn't do that. I'd be like, come on, man.
I just loved how there was like 12 different people that were like, wait, you buy it from Blackton?
Yeah, like, every single person was like, wait, did you try to buy a fucking Notre Dame ticket from a black guy? I was like, yeah.
Even if I went to a Notre Dame game with you and I somehow, like, my baby got sick and I had to leave, I would give you the ticket and be like, dude, you got to sell this for me because no one's buying
shit. No one's buying it for me. Rocket Ishmael himself would say the same thing.
Like, yeah,
even Rocket couldn't sell a ticket. Yeah. He'd be like, baby.
Not even Tony Rice, sir.
It's like, dude, Rocket, you're 5'5", man. You didn't play. Who are you?
Yeah, you went to the Argonauts first. How are you doing?
Oh, yeah, good choice. Hit that CFL. Right. First round draft pick, CFL,
get
baby.
That six-year money. Raiders got him eventually, right?
Of course. We
get all the fucking washouts eventually. Best.
Oh, man.
That
story is more racist.
No, but you're like an impartial bystander to the racism, so you could tell it and have it be a funny story. Like, hey, could you believe this?
Yeah. And it's also
but at the same time, I was also, it was a black dude that stole from me. Even then, as such a white fucking pussy, I'm like, oh, I don't know.
He's coming back, guys.
From the thief.
He's coming back, guys. I trust him.
Yeah.
I don't.
Well, that was another thing. I swear to God, when he handed me the tickets, I swear to God, in my head, I was like, you know what?
don't be fucking racist. Well, yeah. He handed me fake tickets, and I was just like,
you know what it is?
Great.
What you went through there is what I go through when I want to leave a shitty tip for a waiter or waitress, but I can't.
Yeah.
I can't because they're going to be like, oh, fucking black guy. I knew he was going to leave a shitty tip. So then I still have to leave 20%. It's terrible. This is the suburban black guy guilt right there.
Suburban black guy, that's a fucking tough, that's a tough spot to be in, dude.
It's a terrible spot to be in. Cops don't,
like,
don't
a
know
part of you. Because, like, a part of you has to hate Kaepernick for kneeling.
Yeah. The other half is like, keep doing it, man. Keep doing it. Keep doing it, bro.
A part of you has got to be like, get up, play the game.
Yeah. You're like, seriously.
No, I'm fucking with you. I'm sorry.
It's the part that goes into work every day that has to do that.
Part of me thinks the reason Kaepernick is still on the team, by the way, is because he's doing the kneel thing. And now San Francisco is scared to cut him.
His jersey's also the third highest selling jersey right now.
Yeah, it was number one.
Such a great move.
Yeah, they're making money off. They look good now.
He is bad. And then he was very on the verge of like, all right, we don't need him. Fucking hit that knee and was like, all right. Now, I'm not saying that's why I did it. I don't want to sound racist.
No. It didn't
I also
exactly
told today.
Didn't hurt his cause, too.
Fuck no. That helps. He received some death threats and then responded with, like, I knew that was what I was getting into. It's like, shut the fuck up.
Well, I mean,
it's so hard right now to not be so fucking cynical of every activist. That's the hardest part for me. Are you not doing this? As like a fucking look at me pussy move.
Hey,
it's a weird line because some of them can't. Like, some of them probably are genuine.
Listen to me when I tell you this, my friend. My brother-in-law is literally at the South Dakota thingamajiggy, and part of me is like, you just don't want to work. You know what I mean?
It's a good excuse for a gap in your resume, sure.
I took some time off.
I gotta be honest, if my brother went out to that, I'd be like, man, you fucking suck.
Well, it's my brother-in-law, so I leave that up to my wife, you know what I mean? So that's her decision. I support her either way.
Like, white people,
boy.
Come on.
That's the hardest part right now. That's the hardest part, is getting
really
on
is.
Fucking social media and seeing white people be like, I'm with Cap. Shut the fuck up.
Even I'm
like the opposite reaction where you're like, dude, are you really dropping the N-bomb on Instagram right now?
Seriously. I always know what's coming up when it's like some dude who's on my friends list who I kind of know but don't really know. But you realize that his first name is up there, but his last name is not his last name. So it's like, that dude doesn't want to get fired from work. So he's just up there like, oh, fucking stand up, you motherfuckers, you people. And I'm like, wow, you people, huh?
Yeah. I mean, obviously it goes both ways. And the people that are the problem is the people that are dumb enough to post shit like and like things like that.
Yeah.
It's not, it's like you're just a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
You know? Like,
and
it
speaks for itself.
Don't fucking say it. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Don't say it. You must be dumb to fucking say it.
Like, it's social media.
Keep it to yourself, man. Who cares?
If you wouldn't say it standing out the street, don't say it on social media. Period. That's the way I look at it. Like, if you're not willing to get punched in the face for saying what you're saying on social media, then don't, like, in the street, then don't say it out loud. Like, don't type it. Just don't.
I'm in a gated HOA community, so I can kind of go out in the yard and say what I want. I hear you. I get what you're saying.
So was Trayvon, Patrick. So was Trayvon.
Oh, shit, dude. Oh. You guys are taking this too far.
But he was in that neighborhood. He didn't live in that neighborhood. No, sorry.
Good Lord. I don't know if I want to be a part of this anymore, man. I swear to you, I'm in an outdoor bar in fucking Lexington, South Carolina. I can't be fucking talking about Trayvon Martin.
Shane texted me last night that that's where he was, and I was like, that's not a real place. Stop. Lexington, South Carolina.
Well, thing that's really funny is this place is on a lake, and it's like a ton of wealthy people. Like, this ended up being like a really nice area.
And they really got offended by me going on stage tonight and calling them Hicks. Like, that's like their fucking ultimate, like, I don't know, man. It's, that's like a deep level of white guilt these people have.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They, well, the ones who are like, we have money now, we thought we lost that. We thought we left that behind. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
but I thought they reclaimed that. I thought that was the whole Jeff Foxworthy thing. Like, everybody was really proud to be Hicks. When did that stop? That's not a thing anymore?
That's only Jeff Foxworthy.
No, it is. It is. It is. The guy, the headliner. Sorry. The headliner tonight, he did all that shit. He was like, yeah, you know, he had a fucking guitar. He went on. He was like, are you proud to be a redneck? And they were like, hell yeah.
I was like, well, there you go. All right. I guess it's just where it's coming from. Like, Ted Turner was a rich redneck.
Yeah, Ted Turner. He definitely.
He's like the perfect example of a rich redneck.
But he's also batshit crazy. Him and Richard Branson don't count for anything at this point. You know? They're just the eccentric.
Who the fuck are these people?
If we're rating charming billionaires.
Yeah. I mean, who else has a plane named Virgin Airlines?
Oh, that's him. Yeah,
I
know that.
When you coming back up? Yeah, exactly. What's your show in Atlanta, by the way? That was the one I was going to ask you about.
Oh, in Atlanta? I don't know. Atlanta is, there's 3 days off. I'm off Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. And so I got to get from Fort Walton Beach to South Carolina. So I'm just kind of stopping in Atlanta. That's like the midway point. And I was down there for the Laughing Skull Comedy Festival. So I'll probably, like, I know a lot of people there. And I don't know. Probably Star Bar.
Do you need
that's
to...
a cool place.
Do you need to get a set at the Laughing Skull, by the way?
Yeah, that'd be fucking great.
I know the owner. That's like where I used to do. Like, that's where
do they do Sunday, Monday, Tuesday at all?
Do you do oral?
Maybe Tuesday. They definitely do. I think they do Sunday, depending on who's headlining for the weekend. But that's I don't know if you did that club at all while you were there for the Laughing Skull Festival.
I did.
Oh, it's like the best club on earth, man. It's amazing.
Perfect.
Yeah, I actually went.
It's fucking packed. It's perfect.
Yeah, Paul F. Tompkins did a special there. It's amazing.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, and check out the Relapse Theater. See, that's where that's reopened again. That's the place to be.
That's what's cool about the Laughing Skull Festival is you do all those rooms.
Yeah, no, it's awesome what he's built. Marshall's a buddy of mine, and he's taken off. I was literally there when like the week it opened and everything. Mark Maron opened up there. Was it Mark Maron? No. It was Greg. I think Greg Proops did like the soft opening, but yeah, it's crazy the people they get there for 70 seats.
Yeah, man. Look at me fucking networking on a podcast.
Yeah, no big deal.
Yeah.
Humble brag.
Oh, yeah, man. If you can help me out, I'm down here, with McCusker.
Oh, never mind.
old Maddie McCusker made the road trip with me.
Yeah. Old.
It worked out, man. It worked out because none of these places ever, all these one nighters, nobody uses a host. It's like, fuck yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Nice. Very cool. We got to get Matt on the podcast too and get him on.
Oh, he's so fucking funny.
We got to get him on the website.
He's over to my left right now. I see him over there. He's talking to a bunch of these fucking Southern Hicks.
Nice. Do you have a shirt off?
Pandering, saying a bunch of shit he doesn't believe.
Yeah. He's like, I'm saying, the guy just like got out of his car way too quickly. You know, I completely understand where they're coming from.
He's over there. He's like, yeah, no, I agree. I don't like black people either. And then he calls his black girlfriend. Like, I love you.
I feel guilty now.
Yeah, I wouldn't have bought tickets for him either, but, you know, I really want to get in the game. So. Awesome, man. So where can people reach you at?
Gillis,
and all that good stuff.
Oh, yeah. Fuck, dude. I'm so bad at Twitter. I'm so fucking terrible at it. But, yeah, be at Shane M. Gillis. So, nice. Yeah, man. Or you can just fucking listen to me on this. I'm sure I'll call in often.
Hey, what was the quarterback that was, like, super hyped up in the 90s? Ron something?
Ron Paulus.
Oh, Paulus. Yeah, I was going to say the M stands for Mollus, but I knew I was wrong on that one.
Number three, Ron Paulus. Yeah, he wasn't just super hyped, dude. That guy could play.
He was the best quarterback in the country from high school.
He was like
Ron Paulus,
72
Ron
years
Paulus
old
was
the
sick,
second year.
But what's his name? Fucking Digger Phelps?
Rick not Meyer. Dave Phelps. Somebody predicted
two championships.
Oh yeah.
Four Heisman.
Yeah.
Weird the
Beano Cook.
Beano Cook.
Beano Cook. Yeah.
That kind of cursed him.
Yeah, a little bit.
He was old, right, when he started. Didn't
we? Yeah, I thought Pauls was a came straight out of high school, didn't he?
I believe so. Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you think he was old, I mean, this dude, when Ron Paulus was there, I was like 5.
I made the Tony Rice reference earlier, and it just got crickets. So I figured you weren't alive. Yeah.
Oh fuck it! No, I didn't hear it. I know Tony Rice.
I know Jerry Rice.
Oh, was that when we were talking about Black Notre Dame players?
Yeah, pretty. Oh, you know what it was? Yeah, never mind. I'll figure it out. Sorry. I'm looking around Paulus's Wikipedia page.
Brian Kelly was bringing in some fucking. We got some Black Notre Dame players, dude. We had a guy get shot to death last year.
Yep.
We had a guy get a gun charge this year.
Deshaun Golson came in and he was terrible.
Golson came in, got kicked out for cheating.
Yeah,
dude. The program's on the upswing.
It'd be like the next Cal. Like, you know, Cal had this like reputation in the 80s and 90s, and all of a sudden they're like, you know, Marshawn Lynch, Deshaun Jackson, we can bring both those guys in kind of at the same time.
This is, I mean, it's every once in a while it fucks you where you lose half your fucking team like, you know, every other year at Notre Dame. But it's actually a good sign. I'm tired of bringing in a fucking white dude's name, Chase, that's fucking play linebacker to save their fucking life.
It's like, we got it. We have a great offensive line, a great tight end. Sweet. That really gets us far.
Yeah.
What happened to what's his name's son? What happened to David Robinson's son?
He's on the sidelines now. He's like helping coach. Quit because of concussions.
Oh shit.
Which that's pretty gay. Take those concussions, dude.
Yeah, well, I mean, when your dad's already filthy rich, why waste?
Why risk it? He really actually didn't have that good of hands, so fuck him.
Yeah, well, there you go. Because they were like just raving about him and how good a receiver he was, and then all of a sudden he fell off the radar.
He's like fucking 6'7", and he made a couple catches, but if you remember. Florida State, he dropped some. He dropped some big catches. He dropped something against Clemson last year that would have won him that game. He just, fuck him.
It's you know what? It's like that. It's like Barry Sanders' kid. You know what I mean? Like they have all this hype coming out of high school, and then all of a sudden it's just they shit the bed. It's like,
there's guys like Torrey Hunter Jr., who's on their name, who's fucking good. And I think
he got lit up though, right? Good.
Yeah, he got that targeting against Texas. That was bullshit. Yeah. But don't get me fired up right now, dude. We're 1-2. I'm trying not to care about this team.
Well, it sucks you guys are 1-2, but you're like a top 15 team. That's the funniest part about it.
The thing is their defense is fucking horrendous. Notre Dame's defense is terrible. The offense is really good. They got one of the best offensive lines in the country. The quarterback, everybody's putting him as literally the number one quarterback in the country.
I hope you guys don't run to Louisville then, because that motherfucker's ripping everybody.
Oh, in college, that kid's a monster.
Yeah. In the pros, he might be RG3.
Terrell Pryor playing for wide receiver for the Browns.
Yeah, dude, it's good to talk to you guys.
You're wrapping shit up with us, huh?
You don't seem to understand.
I thought you were trying to wrap it up, man. I'm doing your favor before we start talking more totally irrelevant fucking Notre Dame football. Didn't you say you got like a ton of listeners now, dude? Do you think they give a fuck about Notre Dame football?
by a ton, we mean literally like 14. So
technically, we're not on that. We're not on yet. This is like another practice.
Then what the fuck am I doing talking about my fucking Twitter handle? Who gives a fuck?
This is a practice. We're just looking at a few hundred, you know. Most are Philly related. We actually did have some people show up to Rory's show last week, so you know, we made a little noise.
Oh, good.
That
oh,
club yeah. is so freaking corporate,
you know
by
what?
The way.
You know what? I need you guys to start fucking making some noise. Have you guys ever come out to my show, Digital Graffiti?
No, but we got to. We had friggin' Voss on for the first one, man.
You gotta fucking come to that, dude. And we had fucking Big J. Oakerson, the one before that.
Oh, wow.
Oh, shit. I didn't know about that. I knew you had Voss, but...
Yeah, it's me and McCusker. I think the next one is going to be November 2nd, the first Wednesday in November at Helium.
Okay.
No, I got a thing that night, but I'm sure it's going to be awesome.
But it's, yeah, fuck off. fucking, I was going to threaten you with me not calling your podcast, and I was like, yeah, well, I could use this. I got to need this more than they need me.
You dance, you monkey.
Yeah, fucking right. But no, dude, it's a fucking awesome show. It's a tech thing. You guys know what the fuck it is?
No.
It's like a roast show. So we get 10 comics, and then they all each do like 5 minutes. But while they're up there, there's also a panel of comics that are in a group text making fun of them. And that group text is displayed on a projector that the comic who's going can't see. So that only the audience can see what we're saying about them via text. And it's really funny.
That's a really intricate idea. Wow.
Yeah. It sounds much more complicated.
So I know.
It's basically a bunch of us just texting fucking pussy, all that shit.
Okay. But
it's really good, though. We get McKeever. John McKeever's been on everyone.
He's freaking amazing. You
know, he's the best. He's the absolute best. And
legitimately the best.
Tommy Delco Proper's been on like everyone. It's been really, really good. And McCusker and Mecky Leeper. Do you guys ever hear that kid?
No.
Yeah, you will. He's just this little fucking millennial cocksucker. But he's
narrows
he's
it
really,
down.
He's really funny. He's gonna be a really good Philly comic.
But here's my question. By millennial cocksucker, do you mean he sucks millennials' cocks or he's just a millennial cocksucker?
I honestly don't, he does not suck cock.
Okay. Hey.
It's an important distinction.
It's a new world.
He does like fucking Snapchat every conversation you have with him. So
there you go.
You can only imagine the fucking nightmare that is.
We are we're getting everything out for the censorship till we go live.
Yeah, this is great, right? Yeah. Right.
Once we go live, somebody better have a button.
It's taking me 8 hours to edit this.
Jagged cunt.
Spring noises over and over again. Awesome, man. So we're excited to have you on the podcast a bunch. We'll let you know when you're coming on next. But we're obviously we got this thing kind of going set up right, so
it'll
be easy to
do. I can't wait to do it, and hopefully the audio from my phone doesn't suck. And
I think we can hear you.
It's good, man.
It sounds good, man.
Cool, man.
I appreciate it. You guys have
let
always,
us know when you're
you guys
back
have
been
in great.
Town. Yeah, send me a text about when you're gonna be in the Atlanta area. I'll talk to my buddies.
Yeah, I'll text you right now.
Awesome.
All right, guys. Thank you very much.
Later, man.
All right, have a good trip.
Welcome back to the Comedy Food Sports Podcast, episode 95. Do we have any better references than freaking Greg Lloyd? Can we do something better than that?
How can you? No.
Yeah, I'm Googling it just because of that. You guys talk, stall. We want to thank Shane, what's his name? Shane Gillis?
Gillis, sure.
Shane Gillis, super funny dude. He won Philly's Funniest this year. For people that didn't know, Richard Dent, come on. How did you not get that, Jay?
95?
His number was 95.
Well, I guess, yeah. Well, all right. Yeah. I can see that now. Yeah, all right.
How dare you?
Yeah, wow.
I'm excited to get to 99 because you'd think I'd go Wayne Gretzky, but I'm definitely going Dan Hampson for sure, without question.
I'm going prostitute slapper.
Oh, Warren Sapp.
Warren Sapp. There you go. Everyone knows.
Jay was like, oh, his number was 99. I didn't even know that.
I know.
Just knew the prostitute slapper part.
I would go Turk Wendell.
There you go. It's a solid poll. What was the other guy? Oh, God. Same type of guy as Turk Wendell. Turk Wendell was a closer, right?
He was, yeah. More of a setup man, but yeah.
Who was he for the Braves? No, right?
This is you, like, searching for names, the part of the podcast, and they're going to explain other people's jokes.
You said Turk Wendell, all right?
Turk Wendell, that was a good pull. Come on.
I know, but was he a Braves closer?
I know him from the Mets. He may have been on the Braves. Oh, you're not thinking John Rocker, are you?
That's like 2004. That's not even that old. Yeah, no, he was. He did play for the Braves at one point.
Okay.
I don't know if that's who I'm thinking of. The Braves had a closer that was like number 99 as well.
Okay. Yeah.
Good times. Anyway, thanks so much, everybody. I'm glad you guys are all prepared for our episode 99, how much we're going to talk about the different players that had number 99.
That might be the whole show.
We want to thank Adam Crist for calling in. Check out his website, mymmanews.com, mymmanews.com. And we're going to put a link on the site. We obviously want to thank Shane Gillis as well for giving us a finger cramp on pushing the dump button over and over again. It's vulgarity. Funny, funny guy, though. Definitely check him out on Twitter and Facebook and all that good stuff. He won the Philly's Funniest this year.
All right.
And it was kind of a dominant performance.
Yeah, he's fucking judged,
and it was like,
yeah, he smashed
You know, Eric's going to be on this podcast soon, so we don't want to like make it in case you listen to any back episodes, but it was not, I didn't feel like it was even close to you.
The thing is, everyone was good, but he was just on that night. He smashed it. I mean, even people I talked to in the crowd were just like, dude, that guy, I've never seen him before, but he was fucking hilarious.
You know, it was a weird crowd that night, too, though. Just because I insist on going to all of them, it was just like really weird. It took them a while to warm up, and he was in the middle.
Yeah,
I think Shane was like
right after a guy that did like average, but did a lot of like Black Lives Matter jokes.
Yeah,
and like Shane came out with like the cop.
Yeah, he killed it. The opener killed it, and then he just ran from there.
So. I just love how he came out and he was like, was you know whatever his name was. Was John still? Was John doing the Black Lives Matter thing? Instead of just going into what you would assume is pre-prepared like 6 minute routine. He's like, now I'm just gonna rip on the guy before me. It's the equivalent of like on a micro level of like what Patrice did when he did his special. He just like came out and he's like literally filming a Comedy Central special at this gigantic theater in New York. And he comes out and he like eyes up the front row and he starts shitting at people. And I'm like, oh my God, there's like nothing that will stop him from doing that at all. It doesn't matter what.
Well, there's one thing.
The Beaties.
Cupcakes.
God, he was a vegan too, Jay. So just let it be a lesson. You know, you guys aren't invincible.
A month?
The last 5 years of his life, basically.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, he's on Opening Anthony. That's how I know him. He was going crazy about it. He read one of those stupid, like, skinny bitch books or one of those
things. Oh, wow. Okay.
Where it's like, well, yeah, I mean, you know, it's not apples to apples here when you talk about meat from McDonald's when compared to meat. Straight from a farm's grass fed. Anyway, neither here nor there. We forgot to talk about Donald Trump's Skittles. That was their food part. Donald Trump Jr.'s Skittles line.
What was it?
It was the one food line. Sheldon, did you pay attention to it? No. I kind of ignored it, just assuming one of the two would have found out about it.
I ignore everything.
He was comparing Syrian refugees to Skittles, and it was apparently extremely dumb, and it was also it was referenced to a Nazi person. That was that one link I put in our Skype thing here. It was reference to an old Nazi person that was actually like hanged by Nazis because he was too evil.
Oh, that's interesting.
But it was like basically the same quote with different or same metaphor with different, different contexts.
They didn't have Skittles in World War II.
Skittles and Syrian refugees, you know. But Skittles like kind of publicly just came out and like totally contradicted what he said and just kind of like shit all over it. It was great. I kind of love when companies kind of get the balls to like come out and just be like, no, actually, we 100% are going to be all right with the comment you just made. Anyway, so we skip that one.
The book's author, Julius Streicher, also published a newspaper that Adolf Hitler loved to read.
DTJ, baby.
That really paints a picture. Like, you know, he's kicking back. He's just waiting for the newspaper to come. And he's like rubbing his hands together. I can't wait to read this.
Am I a terrible person, by the way? Because now that I have a daughter and her name's Ava, I insist that when she's running around the house, I'm going to yell, Ava! Ava! Ava!
Well, it's your prerogative. You know, you named her. you get to.
My wife having did that. So.
Have her in a bunker. Take cyanide pills together. You know?
I'm just here to ruin her entire psyche and image of males.
That goes without saying.
That's what I do.
Right. Well, males suck. I mean, that's kind of factual. So make sure she knows that early. All right, we're going to wrap things up. Episode 95, Richard Dent, Greg Little. Greg Lloyd. Not Greg Little. Feel like we're missing a hockey player here and there. Teemu Selänne, no, he was like 93. Anyway, we will see you guys next week. We might be starting on the radio soon, so we'll let you guys know about that, obviously. Check out Shane, check out Adam. We're going to check our website, comedyfoodsports.com, for all the links for them. Can't wait till next week. It's been a lot of fun. We're really excited to get on the radio, get on SB Nation, and get things moving. But until then, I am Patrick for Shelton and Jay.
Hey.
Comedy Food Sports, episode 95.
Another stadium.